This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi, y'all. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard and Jim Reed and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Will Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is the Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're back on WPTF at Serenity Community of Serenity. And boy, that is the word of the day. I was mentioning some of the folks. We even had a cell, storm cell, go by us, but it was so serene here we didn't even hear the thunder. It's a miracle place. We're just outside of Fuquay-Vo Reyna in just gorgeous country in Harney County, just across the line in Harney County, but so convenient to every other part of the Triangle area. 32 Retreat Drive is the address of where we're sitting in front of this beautiful barn, in front of this incredible development. And one of the people behind it is the president of Greenfield Homes and Building, Matt Brubaker. I've only known one other Brubaker, and he was the Speaker of the House of the North Carolina Legislature. And so it's wonderful to meet another Brubaker. Welcome to the Weekend Gardener.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for being here. And I've never so I met Mr. Harold Brubaker over the last probably 8 years or so.
Wonderful.
And just great to meet him and his family. Went out to his farm a while back and on the way to the mountains over in Ashboro.
He grows a lot of cattle out there.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. So he gave us a tour of his farm, and it was just kind of neat to meet another Brubaker. We all originate from Altoona, Pennsylvania area, and So it was interesting to meet him.
You remember his brand of beef cattle?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember his brand of beef cattle?
I do not.
Santa Gertrudis.
Okay. Santa Gertrudis?
Yeah.
Gesundheit. I didn't know that. We learn something every day from Rufus. But this is unbelievable, and it is serene here. What a nice place for a younger couple, an older couple. I know you're going to have a mix with Altus at Serenity is going to be 55 plus.
That's right. Yes, sir. So Altus by TriPoint Homes is going to be opening up, I think, June 1st. They're going to be writing contracts for new homes.
Oh, wow.
And we just are so excited. They have some active adult 55-plus communities out on the West Coast, but this is going to be their first 55-plus active adult community on the East Coast, and they've selected Serenity to be the home for that. And so there has been momentum that has been building up that we have just been so excited for. We just can't wait. And so they're going to be a great complement to the community.
Everybody wants to move to North Carolina, it seems like, and especially to this area or the Charlotte area.
Yeah.
But we can see living out here what draws them.
Well, Serenity is a beautiful piece of land, and when we walked it for the first time, you could just feel something really special about this property. And we named it Serenity just because we thought it was going to be aptly named. It's just so serene.
It is.
It was an old farm. We went with more of and when you do master plan communities, I love them because you're not just building a subdivision. You're not developing a subdivision. Greenfield Communities likes to develop communities. We like places where neighbors can become friends and families interact. They get to know each other. And so we try and build amenities, open spaces, walking trails to kind of foster that community. And when you build master plans, you can theme them. And so we just kind of wanted to do a tip of the hat to the area. Harnett County has largely been a rural agricultural county, and it still largely is, but it's growing. And we have all of the growth that's coming down 421, 401 down to Lillington, and Highway 55 down to Anger. And so we wanted to be able to have a community that is tipping the hat to the agricultural nature of the land here. And so we've kept kind of more of a farm theme. So the barn that we're sitting in is our clubhouse. It's about 3,700 square feet.
This is a barn. This is a wonderful,
looks
it's
just
a beautiful
like a barn. It's a big red barn.
Yeah.
The barn has its own little barn over there.
That's right.
It does.
That's very striking, too.
Yes, that's our post office. We want to have a throwback to the old post office. And then we have split rail fencing coming up through the spine road. And so everything's kind of themed more toward a rustic, rural farm feel.
Yeah. There's not anything I can think of that y'all missed. You've really done it all, especially today. You've got so many activities going on, and in developing this community, I don't think you missed anything.
Well, we've been very fortunate, very blessed to be able to be a part of this, and we have a great builder team. I mean, David Weekly Homes just builds fantastic houses, and Dries Homes, ICG Homes, they're kind of our higher end, our little more of an estate custom builder. And then TriPoint Homes with their Altus brand for the active adult. And you can come to the community today and see and walk some of their model homes that they're sheetrocked, ready to go, and should be opening up soon.
For me, it's kind of neat because you have the younger people living up here with the kids.
That's right.
And then if their parents want to move down here, they can move into the 55 plus, and they don't have to be next door, but they're close.
Well,
that's kind of neat.
I'm so glad you brought that up because that's what we envisioned.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of 55-plus communities that are just separate.
Right.
And they work great. And they're beautiful communities. What
right.
we wanted was a place where we could have the grandparents settle in, and they could have their own amenities where they don't have kids kicking them in the pool kind of thing. But they also, their grandkid can literally ride their bike to their house and stay over for Friday night. And so the extended family can really enjoy life together all within walking distance.
That's right.
And they could the extended family could actually live here too.
That's right. That's right. So that was the whole vision, and well, we're about to see it become a reality.
Well, we had a caller she obviously looked at your website and talked about how it's a really good, informative website, Serenity website. So
Dawn Forrest is our marketing vice president, and she has done a wonderful job setting up all the websites and brochures, and she's really the brainchild behind a lot of these amenities and the way that we've themed it and everything. And we were very fortunate last night over at the MAME Awards that put on by the Home Builders Association.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Won several awards, and the team just couldn't have been happier, and I just couldn't have been more proud.
Well, that's great.
Phil remarked as we were driving up how neat and clean and finished everything is. Yeah. Even the area just starting or just finishing construction, everything's neat.
Yeah.
We, and thank you for that. That really means a lot to us when we hear that. A lot of communities that you drive through, it's a construction zone. And right. So you can only keep things so tidy.
Right.
But what we have learned is that when people drive into a community and they are thinking about buying a house, a lot of times us guys, men, we're just Neanderthals at the base of it. I mean, do we have a bed? Do we have a refrigerator? Do we have a fence for our dog?
And a bathroom.
And do we have a bathroom? Do we have some place to put a TV?
Yep.
But mama bears are different. When they drive into a community, they know pretty early on whether or not they want to build a house here. Or they're just, you know, hey, let's turn around. This isn't for us. And sometimes if you're not in the real estate industry, you can't necessarily articulate why you like a community and feel comfortable, or you don't. But sometimes it's just the beautiful landscaping. There's no weeds in the beds. There's no trash on the lots. The streets are swept. Yeah. And it just looks clean and classy. And so we've learned, spend extra care, give extra time, put a little more money into the landscaping, make it feel comfortable when people are in and they say, you know what, I can see us. Let's tour a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's great. A pleasure
great
to meet
job.
Another Brubaker. Matt Brubaker, president of Greenfield Communities, with us. Thank you so much
yes.
for joining us.
Thank you
thanks
all.
For having us out here.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. It's 10:18. We're back on WPTF at 10:23. We're Serenity Community of Serenity, and their Altus, the 55 plus, is down the way, and there are all kinds of builders who built homes out here, different themes, and we're right in the center of it with this beautiful barn. I mean, it is a big old barn. And I just met a former salesman at WPTF I had not seen in, I don't know, 30-some years, I suppose.
Hmm. Well, Mike, and I make a comment about today is the 52nd anniversary of the beginning of the Sam Urban Watergate hearings, and that brings back a flood of memories to me.
Yeah, we heard Rigsby playing a little of the senator talking.
Yes, and that just brought back the image all the way around.
Right.
And it's you wonder where all the time went, and we have we're going to have the Watergate gathering in my office of the boys that came up with me in 1973.
Yes, you had some girls, too.
Yeah, we had plenty of girls. And we're going to celebrate again for the 53rd time. And a lot of those guys were 20 and 21 years old, and their grandpas now. And by the way, while I'm at it, let's do the Cliff joint.
I had about an hour's talk with him the other day in his office.
Well, what a wonderful man.
He is.
Here he goes. One child, one teacher, one pen, one book can change the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, it sure is. I want to mention again, thanks to Bobby Joe Fisher, who is an icon, a legend in Nash County, soil conservation, and a lot of other things.
But, I wish I could have been there, Mike.
I know. It was made to order for – it should have been called the Rufus Edmiston lunch because it was made to order. It was – all the politicians were there, and the lieutenant governor was supposed to be there. She left a statement. They read a statement from her. She wanted to be there, and of course the governor was invited. He couldn't be there. But golly, there were of course Commissioner Troxler and Secretary of State Marshall was there. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Newby was there. Former Congressman Bobby Etheridge, former Sheriff Donnie Harrison of Wake County was there. A ton of people there. We had catfish and crawdads, and this thing is about the same age as Watergate, the 53, 52
oh my.
Years. So
you didn't have Catfish Hunter there, did you?
Catfish Hunter would have been there. God love him. You know, I met him one time very surreptitiously. We were broadcasting the tailgate show, which I did for about 20 years, and I was hosting it that day. And we were, in the early days, we were right under the old mobile home in the sky, which was the press box at Carter Finley Stadium.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
And so there were a lot of people set up, Wolfpack fans, beside us. And I saw Francis Combs, who was part of the Wolfpack Network over there. And then I noticed somebody who looked very familiar, and it was Catfish Hunter, who was, you know, he grew up with. So we had Catfish Hunter on the
wow.
show with us.
Oh, wow.
There. I know. How cool can you? And he gave me an autograph. Francis said that cost you $2,000.
Oh, my. Well, he was raised in Martin County, as you well know.
No, Perquimet. You're thinking about...
I am getting confused because
Catfish was up in Perquimans.
Another sports figure.
Yeah.
Was in Martin County.
And brothers.
Oh goodness.
I know that's terrible.
Yeah.
They were from Williamston, Martin County.
Yeah, they built this nice home that later was bought by Mort Hurst, the hot dog eating and champion of the world. And old Mort one time got very sick at the state fair in Richmond, Virginia, and sort of decided to quit eating hot dogs and chitlins and other things like that. But he was the champion of the world, and it was not a nice thing to watch him do that, by the way.
I have gotten that impression. Gaylord Perry. Yeah,
Gaylord Perry. That's exactly who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So Dan is with us out at the state fairgrounds. Commissioner Troxler is all over the place, but I am sure he is out there this weekend for Got to Be NC Festival. Dan?
Good morning. How are
morning.
You
Morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Dan.
Doing
How
good.
Are you?
Good.
Dan the man.
Here.
Oh, it's Miss Dan. It is Dan the Flower Show Man.
Yep.
Yep.
I didn't realize who I was talking to at first. Yeah.
Dan the man.
Yeah. So what are you doing out there, boy?
I'm actually out here helping out with the festival. A lot of cool stuff going on. I don't know if anyone's ever been to the Got to Be NC Festival, but it is like a small, quaint NC State Fair.
Yeah. That's exactly what Commissioner Troxler wanted. We got about 30 seconds, Dan. We can come back to you if you want. Yeah, while we do that, we'll do that. We'll be right back. So Serenity Community of Serenity, it's getting busy out here. A lot of people coming out. You be a part of this and come join us today here at WPTF. All right, that's good to know. We're live. Joel just told us. It's comforting.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
Very.
So Phil was Dan. Dan's with us from Dan's the flower show guy. The guy that does all of that out of the flower show for the state fair. Also works for Phil Campbell. We were just Phil talking about some of the flowers out here in an arrangement because Harrison was asking, inquiring about them. So, and there were some zinnias and what else?
Some achillea. and some stock and some what else?
Wow, you got a name like Achillea, and then you got a name like stock.
Well, yeah, I know. I know.
Stock's a good dried flower, didn't it? Arrangement it didn't fill.
What's that?
Stock is good dried flower.
Yeah, it does pretty good. Yep. But there were a lot of nice plants in that arrangement.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It's really perfect here, Dan. So tell us about what's going on at the Got to Be NC Festival.
Mike, what a great place to bring the kids. I mean, there's so many free admission, free parking, tons of free activities for the kids, especially like in the Graham building. Then they got the Midway with rides, of course. I'm in the Graham building. And they asked me to keep an eye on the Monarch Butterfly House. And
you know, Phil says you saw some monarchs the other day around the nursery.
I did yesterday. Yes.
We have some monarchs in here. And thanks to Campbell Road, because what I've done is put together one of the best selections of flowers for these monarch butterflies. Phil's got, some Asclepias, which, of course, the milkweed they love, they need it. And I got some, you were talking about the Achillea, the Agiaro. I have some phlox in here. I have some Monarda in here. I have butterfly bushes. Just tons of stuff for them. And they're actually doing okay. There's a little chilly in here, but they're still flying around. So
that's good.
Definitely still got the plants for butterflies, you guys. Especially the monarch, and you know what? As soon as I brought them in here, they went right to the Asclepias.
Well, that's
they
great.
They went right
great
to
hear.
It. So, it's just a great. I mean, it's starting to get a little crowded, but like I said, there's plenty of free parking, plenty of free things for the kids to do. You can come out and not spend any money if you wanted to. Or you can spend money because there's plenty of food vendors and stuff like that.
You'll have to because it smells good out there. You'll have to spend something because unless they're giving out food samples, because it smells so good, it's going to entice you into eating something.
What else is cool is right next door to us in the Agri Supply Exposition Center building. That building is packed with people that have products that are made, grown. You know, that Got to Be NC, grown, made, and caught, and whatever, it's all there in the agri-supply building. There's tons of vendors there with, and they charge a small admission to get in there, but there's tons of free samples for you to check out. I saw yesterday one person, they actually grow their popcorn in North Carolina and sell their popcorn.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of neat. So
yeah,
they're
I,
over
I
there.
Realize, I know they, my wife's relatives, you know, have thousands of acres up there, farmland, and they grow a lot of soybeans, but they also grow popcorn or corn for popping.
Well, I did get a taste of it. And it's pretty darn good stuff.
Need Rodney Garrison on the show to tell us the difference and all the different corn varieties. But I love popcorn.
Yep,
sir.
The festival goes on every day. Like so, today. You know, it goes on till 8 o'clock in the exposition center. You know, the buildings, the exhibits, they're open till 8 o'clock. The midway and all that kind of stuff and food is open till 10. And it's just a great opportunity to get out and really support North Carolina. Oh, they used to see the tractor display they have, all the old tractors, and then they do a tractor.
Yeah,
they
do a tractor. Commissioner loves that.
Yeah, oh yeah, and then the pig jig is going on. A bunch of guys competing on barbecue. Their barbecue, so that's over by the Heritage Circle area.
So are they gonna sell that or share that barbecue when they finish or what?
Well, I don't know, but I'm gonna go over there and hopefully they'll share it. I don't know about selling.
I would certainly do that.
So is the chairlift running?
Yes, the state fair. State fair flyers.
You enjoyed that.
You
and Rufus enjoyed that last year.
Absolutely,
didn't you?
That was so fun.
You talk about serenity. That's a serene thing to do at the state fair. If you want to get away from things, it's a very nominal cost, and you can ride from one end to the other.
Takes a little time.
It's great.
So again, though, I want to encourage people to come out. right now the butterfly house is surrounded by people, and the butterflies are flying around, which is really nice.
Oh, it sounds great.
It's exciting because we got the right stuff and a good, it's a good educational opportunity to teach the kids and families about the monarch butterfly and the plants and flowers that they need to thrive. So, yep, see the butterfly flying around? Yes, you do.
All right,
got a big
smile
on his face. So, again, anybody, come on out to the Got to Be NC Festival. You'll have a great time.
All right,
and
Dan.
Look for me in the Graham Building. I'll be in the Graham Building.
You can ask all the gardening questions you want of Dan.
That's it.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Thank you.
No, thank you, guys.
And the man.
All right, bye-bye.
See you soon.
So today is Pam and Michael Beck's 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Anniversary.
Yeah.
That's great.
How about that?
Yeah. Well, I hope to see them next Friday, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a hog killing?
Yeah, hog killing.
Not the right time of year.
A little bit early.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, did you see that dog walking up?
That's a pretty dog.
That's
a beautiful dog.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of dog it was. But
I smell lavender.
Yeah. We're going to take a break from whatever it is we're doing. I'm thankful that the folks at Serenity Community of Serenity allowed us to do whatever we just did. We've got a few minutes more. Come on out here at WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Well, we're alive again.
We're my goodness.
Joel has to punch us. He has to punch us to make sure we're awake and alive. Now we are at just a gorgeous. We've had so much fun out here. This would be such a nice place to live. Serenity Community of Serenity. The club. There's going to be more than one clubhouse. This is an unbelievable one here. It looks like a barn, but it's the prettiest barn I have ever seen.
You know what the best thing about this place is? There would be some awesome sunrises and awesome sunsets at this place.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I bet you.
Maybe that's part of the reason.
Goodness.
You want to go on the radio?
Yeah.
He wants to talk about something on the radio about...
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. We're on the radio, all over the state, so we don't have a lot of information. But there are a lot of people who would, if you just go inside, you might be able to find something you really wanted all your life.
Yeah.
Like a new house.
You know, that has happened so much over the years, people walking up and wanting thinking we were an information booth. I can remember being at the Carrie Lazy days, and Ann Clapp and I were behind this booth standing up. And people kept coming. I mean, there were so many people out there. It was so crowded. People kept coming up to us and asking us questions. It had WPTF and all these things on it, and we had microphones and all this stuff. And I don't know what they thought we were doing. Maybe making announcements. Maybe they thought we were making announcements. But it's always been funny. But that's always happened.
Information center.
I hope we are the information station.
That's right.
So I'm glad she came here, but I'm afraid that I would not be qualified, even as much as I know about Serenity communities now and Greenfield communities, that I would be the proper person to answer questions.
You ever thought about being a Walmart greeter?
I have not. That has not been in the top 100 of my list of things to do. So I don't think I'm not as outgoing. Now, Melissa would do well at that because any line we get in, I don't care where we are, what country, she starts talking to somebody.
Somebody's getting furniture.
And I just kind of stand there and smile. So, yours. I don't know what it is about July people, July birthdays, Rufus. Y'all are both so outgoing.
It's that Cancer astrology.
Yeah. So, at any rate, Gosh, the time is winding down.
I know. We hardly have any time.
And Phil, you know, Phil Campbell sells one of the great products. And you don't have a lot other than plants, but you're very right. specific on what you sell. But you do carry IMS Garden products.
And yes, we do. And that's
you believe in it.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of inventory, but that's one thing I'll never be out of. That's the greatest product ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you have enough to do to keep up with the plants.
That's so, it.
But this is a must for you. You know, the Triangle is known for natural beauty. We were talking with Matt Brubaker, the president of this company, about how many people, and you see it in the news all the time, people want to come here. And, boy, once they see this area, they're going to want to come just south of Fuquay Arena to live. Triangle is known for the beauty and for a lot of other things, a variety of wildlife. But, boy, those curious deer and clever squirrels and all of the snakes. You've heard Rufus talk about the squirrels in his yard. Moles and voles and even snakes and the animals around just make themselves at home. Unfortunately, that spells trouble for our gardens. And the safe, effective way to enjoy the wildlife is to protect the garden. And the way to do that is IMS Garden Repellents, made right here in the Triangle by people who understand what local gardeners are up against. Unlike harsh chemical solutions, IMS Garden offers a smarter, more natural approach to pest control. Their repellents are made with botanical oils and other natural ingredients, things that animals instinctively avoid, but are safe for you, your family, your pets, and the environment. And they don't just work, they really smell good too. There are no harsh chemicals, dangerous residues, just clean, natural protection that lets you breathe easy. Now, whether you're dealing with deer munching on roses or rabbits in the veggie garden, squirrels in the planters, or mosquitoes ruining the evening, IMS Garden has got you covered. They offer long-lasting solutions for over 15 common pests and a lot of other things. Of course, the best-selling deer repellent. Pick up IMS Garden repellents today at places like the wonderful Campbell Road Nursery and enjoy peace of mind knowing that your plants are protected with people-safe, pet-safe, eco-safe solutions that actually work. Available at local garden centers and hardware stores, IMS Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. And if you heard the roar in the background, that was another of something that Rufus would like to add to his I don't think you could park that in your garage, though, at your property.
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't get it through the gate.
It was a great big ground packer. Now, that would be a really kicker.
You would like to have your own ground packer?
Well, it could tamp in something all right.
Yeah. But, I mean, we've had a bulldozer come by.
I've always wanted to drive a bulldozer. I've driven a backhoe.
If anybody out there is listening and has a bulldozer, please get in contact with Edmonston.
And you've got good insurance.
Edmonston, Webb, Lost Fur.
Yeah.
Get in touch with me, and we should make that happen for Rufus at least to have your picture taken sitting in a driver's seat. But it would be nice if you could actually.
Yeah.
But I can remember driving a tractor. The first time I drove a tractor, I love speed, and I tried to make that.
No. That governor's
go
on
as
it.
Fast as, it went as fast as it could go, and then I couldn't find the brakes. I couldn't slow the thing down. I almost cut a mobile home right in half.
Oh, man.
But somehow I got it. It was like a TV show. I got it stopped about 5 feet away from the house. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. Just kind of dumb stuff that... maybe that's what Steve Moore meant
well,
when he said I didn't have any common
sense. Well, I'd like to do a dumb thing like drive a bulldozer.
My best friend said told me I was an intelligent person, but I didn't have any common sense. I said, well, when? Back then or now? I don't know. I got more now. I would learn more about the peculiarities. Whatever.
That word, yeah.
Peculiarities.
Up home, it says somebody's sort of peculiar that says quar.
Peculiarities of a tractor, driving a tractor.
Right.
I obviously didn't get a lot of instruction for that one. But I got her moving, and I finally got her stopped.
And the rest of the story, Paul Harvey, is what?
I don't know. I got off of it and ran. No.
Pretty soon, they're going to have some beautiful hydrangeas blooming out here to our right. A big bed, and then another bed here, and then the landscape out here is very nice. They've done some. They've got a lot of different types of plants, which is unusual when homeowners or when builders come in. A lot of times they'll just put the same things at every house, but here it's really different and looks really good.
Yeah, well, Phil,
I'm impressed.
Asked by people about why did my hydrangeas bloom this year or not bloom this year and did the other year. And I said, they're just peculiar.
They are. They're particular. Yep. They have particularities and peculiarities, too. Sometimes you may have not been able to control yourself and trim the bag at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Or the blooms may have been hit by a late frost.
Yeah.
Or by cold.
Yeah. This past winter, we did have a late frost that could have very easily gotten the hydrangeas.
Rufus, there is something else you need to drive is the Great Raleigh Trolley.
That's a trolley. Oh,
yes. It is pulled up, and that's going to be escorting people around, chauffeuring them around today. And that would be fun. Yeah, they'll get you all around this place.
This can almost compete with the state fairgrounds today.
I know.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Two food trucks already.
Just like the farmer's market, they don't have a Ferris wheel. They need a Ferris wheel here.
But they got a windmill.
They got them a windmill. Where's the windmill?
It's back over here.
Oh, it's back over beside. Yeah.
Bill, I'm amazed that you have not put a windmill out in your complex.
Well, I wish I could because one of my things.
What are you talking about?
Catherine took me when I was in Illinois. She took me to a windmill farm or turbine farm.
Yeah.
And we went down this dirt road. And we got out and listened to those things. And if you've never done that, I was just telling Harrison before the show.
Is that
Serene
too?
It is. I told Harrison before the show, my bucket list is to take a blanket, go out and at night and just lay under one of those things and listen to it and look at the sky.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just beautiful.
It's just like I was telling Mr. Brubaker that they've thought of everything here. We were just talking about the windmill here.
Yeah, everything.
And Rufus, hand up.
Yes.
Mr. Brubaker, your mic a second.
We're getting ready to.
A windmill out here, too.
Well, that was Dawn Forrest's, her vision for it. And again, we wanted to have the barn. We wanted it to feel like a farm where the barn was kind of the central area. And we call this the barnyard. And Serenity Hall is the barn. And then behind it, we wanted to have a real functioning windmill. And it doesn't draw water up, but it spins and it's beautiful. And it kind of gives it a rural setting. And then the active adult Trinity, Tri-Points, the trilogy, sorry, Tri-Points clubhouse is going to be the farmhouse. So you can kind of see the theme that would come through. You got the farmhouse, you got the barn, you got the windmill. So it's kind of a working farm.
Windmills are very relaxing to me.
Yeah. And they really fit in with this community.
There's something nostalgic about it. It just puts you at ease. It's almost like having water in a community. There's something about water where it just kind of soothes the soul. Same thing with farm and barns and windmills. And it just kind of takes you to a prior time.
Yeah. We just saw the trolley. The trolley is making its way around the community, and it's a large community. It's going to be even larger, but it still is going to feel small and quaint and serene.
Well, that's the goal, and have little pockets inside a larger community. Total homes here will be about 1,250 homes when it's built out, but. We'll have two clubhouses. This one here at the barnyard is about 3,700 square feet, plus the post office next door, a junior Olympic size swimming pool. We'll have miles of walking trails. Our next section of walking trails is going to open in July. And so we are kind of getting those all geared up and ready. And then they should be breaking ground in the next 6 months or so on the active adult clubhouse and pool, which will be more resort style. And wow. That'll be a large with kind of a lifestyles director there.
Well, you're doing it slowly and meticulously, and that's the way to do it.
Well, thank you. A lot of thought, a lot of planning went into it.
Do you have a place here that people could have like a birthday party or anything like that? Is that what they could do?
They could have it right here at Serenity Hall, right here
that's
at the barnyard.
I was wondering. Okay. That's important.
They can rent it out. It's basically just we're almost giving it away.
Okay.
Now,
do you
have any connection to the people with the bulldozers? Because Rufus would really love to. He's always wanted to drive a bulldozer. And we just I feel like driving down there and talking to the man.
We've got a great contractor, Iron Horse Contracting, and I'm sure they can arrange something.
We'd have to get that
lift. If we could get you up there and get you down.
We'd have to get the lift at the swimming pool to lift him up there.
give me the levers.
Okay, all right. That's all you need if we can get you up there. Mr. Brubaker, thank you very, very much for inviting us out here today.
Y'all are the best. Thank you for coming and joining us.
It's
and,
been a great time.
Yeah.
We've enjoyed having y'all.
You have a wonderful staff, too, by the way.
Oh,
friendly.
I know. That's so important.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they're very relatable
and
very, very good at what they do.
Right.
I'm so proud of them and just very blessed to work with them.
We just had somebody come up and ask us for information. I said, go in there. They have the information.
They know it all.
Well, thank you all. You guys are the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we've almost wrapped up another show. Phil, you going to be doing anything special today? I guess running a nursery.
Running a nursery.
Yeah.
Got to get back and
beautiful.
Turn water on.
You got anything on sale still? Or?
Yeah, we got tons of things on sale. We've reduced some prices on some of the verbena and that type of thing. We still got plenty of veggies up there, so come on
and
down.
And verbena can you be used? Oh, it's just
it's
a
standard.
Yeah, we
got verbena and calibrachoas, the little mini petunias. All those are on sale, so we've got tons of plants.
And Rufus, what are you going to be doing?
I am going to be back planting some of the things that Phil has sent by yesterday. I've got impatiens. I have sweet potato vines that are the dark-colored ones.
And Rufus is...
And getting ready to go to the NC Botanical Moonlight Garden party tonight at Chapel Hill.
We'll have
Rufus's
fun.
Landscape has turned into a test garden.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Rufus is testing things.
I finally learned that if you don't, something doesn't fit, cut it down. And I had a big Laura Pedlum.
Laura Duna.
And it was blocking the view, and Phil said, cut it down. And I finally did. And it's the most beautiful now.